This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
I do have a cookie. Yes. Sorry, guys. We're talking about cookies. What's going on?
Cookies.
It is the another episode of the Roz and Mocha Retro Podcast. I'm here with the lovely, damn it, Maury, and the also very lovely Maria Papadakis.
I thought you were going to go with beautiful, but lovely is great.
I was going to say gorgeous, but I didn't know if that was inappropriate.
No, it's not.
I figured since I'm a gay, I can say anything about
totally,
how beautiful you are.
Totally, thank you. What's funny is I'm wearing a hat with no makeup, so I love the fact that you guys still think I'm pretty.
Theater of the mind. Nobody else knows that.
I mean, my eyes are terrible, so.
Oh, Maury, leave it at that.
This is where we go back to the archives of the Roz Mocha Show and relive some of our favorite moments.
Yeah. Dust it off and listen again.
Oh, wow. What song is that?
Dust it off and try again.
Is that a Maury original?
No.
Go again.
Dust it off and try again.
Oh,
dust it off and try again.
Mercy, don't succeed. Nope.
No? Oh.
No. You can dust it off and try again.
Isn't she right?
You can dust it off and
try. That's Justin Timberlake.
That's not Justin Timberlake, guys.
Who is it?
No, that is, oh crap. If at first you don't succeed, or if you don't succeed,
no.
You can dust it off and try again.
Destiny's Child.
Dust it off and try. Oh God, people are gonna hate us. I forget the song. Now I gotta Google it. Now hold on, guys.
Dust it off and try.
You can dust it off and try again.
20 minutes later.
Is it like I know, right?
By Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, yes. That's who it is. Oh my God, what the hell?
I thought that was Justin.
Yeah, Aaliyah. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, welcome.
Sorry, that started the podcast.
See you next week. Bye, everyone.
See ya. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Go ahead, Maury.
All right, 2013, there was a study done, and we all know that everyone on the show loves chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a study that young people don't like the bone. And they're all...
Facts. Oh, wait. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's just go ahead and play the clip.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2013.
I was just going to say there's a war on bones going on, but that made it... sound weird coming out of my
mouth. A war on bones?
So I'm reading a story over the weekend. I love, few things in life I love more than fried chicken.
Hey.
Right? Always have.
Mm-hmm.
Always have. I know you're a huge fan of fried chicken.
Of course. Why? Because I'm brown?
Well, no, that's super racist, by the way.
It is.
That's not what I meant at all.
What if I hated fried chicken?
Well, you say you hate fried chicken, and then we move on to something else. But
I
you don't.
I
you love it, fried
I love
chicken.
It.
I know,
oh,
exactly.
So okay. Good.
Thank you for upholding the stereotype. So, I guess because the generation is changing.
Yeah.
And kids that grew up on McNuggets and chicken fingers
mm-hmm.
are no longer going into places like KFC and buying actual chicken. Nobody wants bones.
Oh.
So, KFC in the States, it hasn't happened up here yet, but KFC in the States is now selling, you can buy a bucket of, like, boneless chicken. Basically,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's basically, so they've taken all their chicken and sort of replicated it in size and quantity.
Yeah.
And they're just making boneless versions of it now. Because
well, that
people,
means you're getting more chicken.
It doesn't mean you're getting more chicken. It doesn't at all. It's the same sort of size pieces.
Oh.
But I don't know how you get brown meat, because some people like the brown meat.
There's, sure do.
You're so weird. But I don't know how you replicate the brown meat, because you really have to dig at those little brown pieces to try and get the good stuff off it.
That's what she said.
Shut up. You're so weird. Have a conversation, for God's sake, with me.
I'm trying.
But they said because people aren't buying bones anymore. Like, people are going in who have grown up on nuggets and chicken strips, and they're going into places like KFC, and they're not, what they're asking for is, can you give me a bucket of just the patty from the Big Crunch sandwich?
Oh!
Because they don't want bones anymore. Nobody, it's so inconvenient now for people to eat around a bone that they can't do it anymore.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, nobody wants the bones in their mouth. Nobody wants to pick through it with their fingers. They want to type on one hand and then eat a boneless piece of chicken with
stupid.
The other hand.
Stupid.
You think that's stupid?
Yes!
Really? Why? Because you're old school?
Yes.
Yeah?
Who cares? Sometimes you just got to...
What's that, Maury? I know. I think it's a great idea, too.
Really?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, because here's my thing. When I order a bucket of chicken from anywhere, I don't like drumsticks.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because they're just terrible. You get the big, giant tendon that runs up the middle of it. It's not a great piece of chicken, the drumstick. And I like wings. And
love wings.
And I don't like those. I don't even know what it is. Maybe the thigh or something like that. I'm just not. I'm not a huge fan of that. So I wind up sitting there on the phone, going through and customizing my bucket of chicken, which is not. Which is not good, Maury.
Without the bone, you don't get gristle. And gristle is the worst part of the bone.
Yeah. Now, the only, the downfall with this, and this is where I may jump on your side here.
Mm.
The problem is once you have boneless chicken, the thing you also lose is the skin.
Oh. Why do you lose the skin?
Because there's no skin on a boneless fillet of chicken.
No, that's skinless, boneless. You just said boneless.
No, this is boneless, skinless. And then they just put like a batter around. It's basically like fish and chips.
Oh.
Basically. It's giant chicken strips is what the world wants.
Don't like.
That's what the world wants, though.
No, they don't.
They don't want bones.
But
I'm
they want their skin.
You. I know. Listen, I don't know how this is working. What did you just record Maury saying?
Oh, God, help me.
It's a terrible day for you so far, huh, Maury?
Oh, it started out peachy clean.
You're wearing like a Fonzarelli jacket today.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for
him.
He's got the collar on and everything. I'm just waiting for Maury to go, hey.
It's very weird that.
But when
that
you jacket. Say it, Maury, it's like, hey.
But they want their skin. But they want their skin. But they want their skin.
You know what? I don't know why I talk at the wrong moments.
You're still, Shim's still laughing.
But listen, I like.
Go ahead.
Nuggies. Chicken nuggies.
I like less work for your meat.
All right. Marie, you want to go next? What a chaotic show.
Actually,
chaotic.
All right. Since we just, we're not just. The summer is over now. We are in fall. But when you think back at the summer and when you were tanning, do you guys ever use tanning oil?
I used to.
Where, though? Like on your face?
No, like on my body.
Yeah?
But it didn't do anything for me. So really? I just figured whatever.
My friends look at me like I'm crazy because of the amount of tanning oil that I use. Shem, what do you use when you are in the sun? Just sunscreen?
No, just sunscreen. That's it. Yeah.
Just sunscreen?
Keep this nice...
no cocoa butter
brown.
When you're tanning?
No.
Keep that skin moisturized?
Gotta keep this chocolate brown looking the way that it is,
Mm-hmm.
So when's your clip from?
I know, what are we talking about?
2015, and Roz,
what's the story?
Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that. I was
so
just asked a question and then move on. Roz was tanning on his roof with castor oil, and this is from 2015.
What?
Castor oil.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2015.
Were you in the sun?
I was at the beach yesterday.
Yeah, your face got a little little color.
The Catherine slathers me up like I'm a child, right?
Right.
Like I can no longer go out in the sun and just sit and bake.
Do you just not say like no?
Ugh, it's too much of a hassle.
You ever
dude.
Put oil on?
Oil. I used to. I used to tan on my roof with canola oil.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's how hardcore I was.
You must have smelled good.
I'm gonna have like some sort of lesion or something like that when I'm older. But when I was a kid,
yeah.
Because listen, man, I had blonde hair, like I dyed blonde hair. It's weird now, but really the look I was going for, you know, when you see those women on the internet where they're like, I'm a real life Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the look I was going for. I just didn't know it.
With the canola oil?
Yeah.
And the blonde hair.
And the blonde hair. I was one of those women on the internet where I'm like, I'm transforming myself into a Barbie that you look at and you're like, you need a psychologist.
But yours wasn't intentional.
But mine wasn't intentional. I just had long blonde hair and I wanted super dark, super dark complexion. So I would put canola oil on me.
And did that work?
And you would just burn. It's like oil. Like you would just... I was super dark when
so
I was younger.
Weird, man.
I was super dark when I was younger. I used to lie on the roof, on the shingles.
I love getting darker.
I know it's not good though.
I know
it's not good.
Like when I go on vacation, I don't use the sun block. I get I buy like
you buy
banana,
an enhancer,
the banana boat, the spray.
No, yes.
The oil. Yeah,
no, you don't.
I spray that
dude.
Sucker on, rub it in.
I didn't even think you could buy that stuff.
Yeah,
yes. You have to buy it in Mexico or stuff like that.
No,
right?
You can go to like Shoppers Drug Mart.
Really?
You go to Walmart.
How
yeah.
can they even still sell that stuff?
It's just like a. It's just like an oil, like a spray oil.
The way that they talk about the sun right
smells
now.
Smells so good,
Hawaiian Tropic should be behind the counter at a convenience store with the cigarettes. I'm not even lying. Like, that's the way that, like, because you don't want children or, You don't, just like you don't want an 11-year-old walking in and buying a pack of Players Light. I don't even know if they still have those things. You don't want an 11-year-old walking
it's old
in.
Old school, man.
I know. I hear people buying cigarettes all the time in the corner store.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they call them anymore. Cigarettes are so weird now. They're called like Canada.
What?
Yeah. It's weird. They don't have real names anymore, cigarettes.
It's a brand name?
They're just like generic cigarettes. Well, because in my neighborhood, they buy them one at a time, right?
Oh.
Like
by bulk?
No. I mean, they buy one cigarette at a time.
A Lucy.
A Lucy. Is that what it's called?
You can do that?
A Lucy.
Yeah, I guess so. They walk in with like, I don't even know what they charge for a Lucy, like a quarter or something like that.
Maybe
but
a quarter.
Yeah. But you would think that what we know about the sun now, that the Hawaiian Tropic products, and I don't want to single out Hawaiian Tropic, but you know what I mean? The tan enhancer would be behind lock and key at these stores.
Nah,
it's actually a good idea. Roz has a good point.
Yeah.
You should be of a mature age to tan.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but you buy that, huh?
Yeah.
Oil yourself up. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And then you smell so good, you kind of want to just like take a bite of yourself.
I really smell like vacation.
I
smell
love
like
the
coconut.
Smell of it. I always take my arm whenever I have this stuff on. I take my arm, I extend it out.
Yeah.
Right? And you know the pit of your elbow?
Yeah.
Like on the inside? I take that and I wrap it around my face because that's always the part that smells the best.
Yeah.
And that's what I smell right in there.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Maury.
Holy crap. Honestly, Roz doing that with castor oil sounds like something that Maury would do.
I would use Basel if I could.
Basel?
You people use like baby oil.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like butter.
Oh, what
Maury's
a...
Maury's going to come like a crisp muffin.
If you come in here, just... I know, I'm not...
Also, can
I'm
I
not
please get a shirt
ideas.
Made that says I look like a crisp muffin?
This is the most chaotic retro show we've ever
done. I don't
know
what's happening.
Okay, I'll go next. Well, I guess I'm the last one. Off the rails.
No, hey, tell you what. Go ahead. Yeah,
thanks, Maury. It's not surprising that Roz struggles with like some of the more basic technical things. And back in 2015, believe it or not, he had no idea how to take a selfie at all. And, well, listen to this.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2015.
Raptors lost to the Pistons, 108-104 last night. Close game. Play Chicago tonight at the ACC. If we win tonight, we will clinch a spot in the playoffs.
You have food in your teeth, do you want somebody to tell you that you have food in your teeth?
Yeah,
no?
Do I?
Yeah, you have food in your teeth right now. Bottom. Whoa. You have like a whole sandwich in there, bro. Other tooth.
I don't even eat sandwiches.
To the left of that one. You take a picture? It's so weird the world we live in now.
No, I'm going to use it as like a mirror.
Use your phone like a mirror? What are you, a Kardashian?
Oh, it's not. It's a BlackBerry.
Yeah, it's gone now. I've never done that. As vain as I am, I've never used my telephone as a mirror. What did you do just then? Is that like an app for a mirror? What do you have?
I just flipped the camera around.
Oh.
We have the same phone.
Oh, yeah, I've never done that. Can I look? You didn't even tell me I can look at myself anytime I want on my telephone?
Yes.
Hold on now.
Man.
Jesus, hold on. How do I flip my camera around?
Technology.
What do I do with that? Shush.
You don't know how to do that?
No, how do you do that?
Man.
Is it the thing at the top?
How
this little guy at the top?
Let me see.
Is it that one right there?
Yes.
With the reversies on it? Oh, hello there, beautiful.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
You just blew my mind.
You are just discovering that now?
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of myself right now. Look at that. That is amazing to me. I don't look that great this morning, though.
Wow.
This camera is not as good as the other cameras, though, right?
It's perfect.
No.
It's like 20
no,
megapixels.
No. No, because I'm taking pictures of myself, and I don't look that great right now.
Wow. What do you think the world sees?
Well, what's the matter with you? Come on.
For a day.
That's not cool, bro. No. Really? You can look at yourself. How often do you do this, to use your camera, your phone like a mirror?
How do you think people take selfies?
Well, I just do it like this. I hold it like that.
And why would you do that?
And then what I do is I take my phone and I take my index finger.
Yeah.
And I take my ring finger and I jam my phone in between. And then I take my middle finger and I go like that and I try and hit the button like that.
No. See, now do it the other way.
I just nailed it. I just nailed it.
Flip the camera around. That's how you do a selfie, though.
Oh. But the camera's not as good this way, is it? See, this is just as difficult. Oh, no, it's actually much easier now that I... Yeah. Yeah, I've never...
Selfie 101.
I've never done that before.
Welcome to 2015, bro.
Yeah. I've never done that before.
Are you serious? You had no idea?
No, I've never looked at myself in my phone.
No, but about like flipping the camera around on your phone?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
You're just messing with me now.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. Absolutely serious. Look, now I'm just doing it back and forth. Watch this. See, look. There's me. There's the wall. There's me. There's the wall. Oh, here, watch. There's me.
Yeah.
There's you.
Yeah.
Me again. And there's you. I'm going to take a picture of you while you're laughing. You look great when you laugh like that. I'm going to take a picture of me. God. Yeah, see? I'd never known that before. I think it's a different camera quality, though.
Well, yeah, of course.
But why isn't the same camera? I just keep taking pictures of myself over and over again.
Surprise.
So is it, though? I need to know that. Is the camera on the back? Where is the camera on the front? It's magic, these things, man. I tell you. This is stuff of witches. Okay, so is the camera
quality... You're discovering the phone for the first time.
Oh, shut... Listen, I use my phone for very basic things. I told you.
Trish just tweeted... At Kiss925, by the way, on Twitter. What rock has the dinosaur been living under?
What do I need that for?
It's true.
What do I need that for?
I don't know. Make sure that scarf is, straight.
Okay, why, when I ask a question, you immediately have to insult me? To make myself feel better, I'm going to stare at myself on my phone again.
I bet if you were to ask Roz right now how he, if he could take a selfie, he would still struggle.
I think he absolutely.
You know
what
I really
want
to do is ask Roz to take a selfie in 0.5 in reverse.
Can we do that on the show at some point?
Yeah. I want to see if he knows how to use a meticulously light throat.
Okay. It's time for us to go. Okay? This has been the most, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. This has been the most chaotic retro show ever, but this is what you get when myself, Maury, and Maria get together. So, have a good one, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.